Okay, we're live.
We're good.
Okay.
Let's do this.
All right. Hi, and welcome to another installation or...
Installation? What are we, military complex? It's called an episode.
Another episode.
It's kind of like the thing that you're having right now.
I have a lot of episodes. Hi, I'm Crystal Kawula, lead coordinator for MVP Days, and I'm here with Dave Kawula. Just Dave. And I forgot to silence my phone. We'll fix that.
That's okay. Any questions are good questions that you possibly have for us. So that's fine.
What was my question?
It might be an answer. It's late at night. We're in the studio.
It is late at night. We have been tirelessly working a very long day today. What I wanted to go over today was a little bit about hashtag MVP hour.
Yes.
Which is
very exciting.
We've already had two installments. Our third one will be coming up on August 4th. I did originally state, so if you search, you might see that it says August 3rd. I did not take into account that it is a long weekend.
Yes.
August long weekend. So it will be August 4th, Tuesday. Typically, it is on a Monday at 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, as I shake the desk. This upcoming installment will be on Tuesday, Mountain Standard Time. Of 2 p.m. And what it is...
I might not be able to be there on Tuesday because I think I may be doing a webinar, but I'm going to do my best. I'll double duty.
Both.
While I'm doing the
That's
webinar,
right.
I'll just take
you don't,
it beyond
You don't get
hour.
Off that easy. Multitask. What it is actually an opportunity to ask some of the MVPs your questions, your IT-related questions, your MVP-related questions. So we did have questions over the last... 2 hours that we did it, that didn't just relate to technologies and how they're being implemented, but actually to what it's like to become an MVP, how many times you were nominated before you got your MVP,
yes,
what specialties and what you do to keep your MVP, because getting it is one thing, but there is a lot of work put into keeping it and getting renewed year to year. So those, I'll touch on that one first just because it's in my head at the moment. But
it's not just something you get forever.
No, those MVPs that are out there that are 15 years, I know Ed.
That's a lot of time in the community.
Ed is 15 or?
Ed Aldrich, yes.
Ed Aldrich
really,
is
really good friend of ours.
A great guy, but also really out there spreading the word and working hard to keep his MVP, to earn his MVP. It's not something that you just get and get to keep. You have to earn it year after year after year by presenting, by sharing your knowledge, by being an advocate for the IT community. Some of the other things that we had, I'm going to go...
Yeah, let's take a look at some of the tweets that we had.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is maybe just cover some of the kind of questions that we had that came through, the popular questions, and kind of review some of the answers that came through from the MVPs.
So Emil put through a question he had gotten, which was, Emil Cabot, for those of you who don't know, is a new MVP.
System Center Cloud and Data Center
That's
MVP,
right.
Yeah.
And one of the questions he had gotten, so as we're ramping up, we are bringing questions from the field that the MVPs are getting, and they're posting them out there to give the answers as more and more, I know some of the crew... the crew of Tech Ed is what they used to be called. I don't know. I think now it's just the crew. That's what I refer to them as anyway. They are starting to log on and ask some of their questions as well. And anyone out there is welcome at MVP Hour to, if you've got Twitter, post your question.
Hashtag
and
MVP Hour.
Hashtag, don't forget the hashtag. It is hashtag MVP Hour. Very simple. I'll have Dave put it up here somewhere.
If you don't put in the hashtag, it just goes nowhere.
That's
so
right. We won't be able to answer your question.
Very important.
They will answer the question with the hashtag as well, so that you will be able to track your answers. So one of the ones that Emil posted was, does Windows to Go really have a place in a BYOD company? And
BYOD has always been a hot topic over the last little while.
Bring your own device.
Yes.
I know most people know what that means, but I'll say it anyway. Anthony Bartolo, one of our contributors, he, at Wireless Life is his Twitter handle, and he said, yes, but but not in the traditional sense of BYOD. Think bring your own experience on others' hardware.
Yes, very good point. Very good point.
Energized Tech, also known as Sean Kearney, one of the presenters at this year's MVP Days, said Windows to Go also means deployment without obtaining new hardware.
Now, Sean and I actually recently had a very interesting conversation around Windows to Go. And there's a maker of a secured USB memory stick called IronKey. And it's by iMation. So I think iMation bought IronKey. IronKey was their own company at one point in time. But they make a self-contained Windows to Go, Windows 8.1 device.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually apparently meets all the FIPS requirements and things that you have from a security standpoint to use that in the enterprise. So very cool. I'm not a
actually
really...
actually checked that out at Ignite this year. It is a very...
Yes.
Very cool new tech.
And if my memory serves me correct, I think iMation/Nexan/IronKey are going to be at Canadian MVP Days 2015 Roadshow. So
they are.
MVP
they were,
Days.
I don't think IronKey was part of the Nexan iMation team yet last year, but they were a sponsor last year and they are a sponsor again this year.
Hopefully
this
they'll
time,
be there.
Hopefully bringing iMation IronKey.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's called.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Get to see some very neat devices for sure.
I'm going to go just a few more responses on that one was thinking about vendors visiting clients, etc. And that was Thomas Rayner at THMSRYNR. I'd say. But
Thomas, why can't you have a simpler Twitter
handle?
Yeah,
how about just at Thomas? Let's do that.
Change it to @PowerShellNinja.
At Ninja.
That's right. People will
Ninja
remember.
Kitty.
That's right. At Ninja Kitty.
And Kevin Kaminsky, also a presenter at MVP Days, replied, I believe it does. Native execution of the operating system on local hardware is the best user experience. So that was one of the questions we had. Now, we had a lot of, we had quite a few technical questions, a lot revolving around one that, let me see if I can find it. Sorry, I should have these all.
Now, while you're looking, while you're looking for that crystal, are you going to be creating a series of blog posts or something to capture all of these questions and
yes,
in
so
a format that's going to be readable
called,
for people?
I have something called TWUBS. If you go on to www.twubs.com.
How do you spell that?
TWUBS. I do have the hashtag registered. You can also do it in TweetDeck, so www.tweetdeck.twitter.com, and just put the hashtag in, and you can actually follow the conversations as they're happening Twitter Hour, on the Twitter Chat Hour, which is hashtag MVP Hour. But I will also be, with my infinite amount of time, I will be trying to get this blog as well. In a little more followable format with the questions and answers that were posted.
And so new announcement, you're going to actually be a guest blogger on Check Your Logs, correct? So
that
you're,
is the plan.
So you're now going
if
to
I
be
can actually
our
get them accomplished,
fourth,
yes, they will be posted.
Our fourth blogger on Check Your Logs.
Yes.
So we have myself, we have Emil Cabot, we have Alan Rayfuse.
Mm-hmm.
All three of us are speakers at the Canadian MVP Days Roadshow. Alan hoping to get his MVP. He's been nominated for his MVP. So, you know, hopefully he can be a little more active in the community with doing some blogging. He's already going to be speaking. And so then it'd be great to have you on the blog as well. There'll be some valuable input that you can provide there.
I hope so. I don't know how valuable, but it'll be there. I want to go to another question. What is your favorite feature of Windows 2016 and why?
Well,
so that was posted by Marcos Nogueira. That was a question a lot of these guys are getting. I know you've gotten it a lot about the Windows 2016. Is it still, is it being called that still?
Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to go with Windows Server 2016.
Okay.
Technical preview number 2.
So it's one of the questions that's getting asked out there a lot is what's your favorite feature? What's the best part of it? Now, I know, Marcos or Clint Wyckoff, who is coming up as well for yes. MVP Days. Yes, lots of plugs for MVP Days. But these are the contributors to MVP Hour, to MVP Days. They put in their time. They put in the effort.
They're active They're with us available. All year round.
They're available for you guys, for everyone who wants yes. to ask those questions. They're making themselves available and giving their time so that you guys get the knowledge and the questions you need answered. He said, what, no love for nested Hyper-V support?
Yeah, I think that was a little further down in the thread. We were just talking about some yes. of the kind of cool new features. I know that that one of the ones that I personally am very interested in is storage replication. So there's some new features that are coming inside of Windows Server 2016 that will allow you to actually replicate your data from one SAN to another SAN in another data center. So that's really going to help us out with some geo clusters and things
and
like that.
And that's not available in not current
yet.
Releases.
Not yet. No, it's going to be a new feature in Windows Server 2016. Very, very cool stuff that's coming. Still a little sketchy on all the final details that will be released. Mm-hmm. I hate to say that all this stuff will for sure come out when the release, because if Microsoft can't finish it on time, they've got serious
Microsoft
deadlines.
Can do it.
They've got serious deadlines, and we've seen stuff peeled
it is
back. I've been doing this a long time.
It is
so.
Tentatively going to be available.
Yes.
Let's cover our bases there. Tentatively going to be a great new feature.
Now, when we go to MVP Summit, so as MVPs, once a year, we get to get together in Redmond.
Just the Canadian MVPs or all MVPs?
MVPs from all over the world. I think last year we had over 1,500 or something like that. And this year we may even have more. Satya Nadella was actually our kind of keynote speaker that we had. The CEO of Microsoft came to speak to us. I know that I wasn't quite front row like Marcos. Marcos got a selfie with him, which was pretty cool. I was in behind that selfie. Marcos's head was in front of mine for that one, but that's all good. But anyways, in our Hyper-V group that we have, now we're bound by a non-disclosure agreement, so I have to be very careful as to what I discuss and disclose, but this one I can talk about. There was a lot of discussions surrounding something called nested virtualization, because one of the problems that we had in the past was the fact that we couldn't run Hyper-V on Hyper-V. We would have to take and load up a VMware server to load Hyper-V to do labs and demos and all this stuff. And so now Microsoft is released with Windows Server 2016 the ability to do something called nested virtualization. So that actually came through the Twitter feed.
The good old Twitter?
Quite clearly on MVP Hour that nested virtualization was probably going to be one of the most favorite features of everybody. We've been waiting for that for a long time. There's been some heated discussions in our MVP groups around that.
So I'm going to go, because we, as much as I would love to go through all of these, and you guys can go through all of these, like I said, just search hashtag MVP Hour, and you will see some, and because these MVPs are such great guys, they also have great sense of humor. So there's a lot of jabs back and forth and a lot of poking fun, but it is all in good fun, and they have a good time with this MVP Hour, and you're more than welcome to log on and poke some
yes,
jabs
please,
at them too. They
please
love that.
Do. Hashtag MVP Hour.
Hashtag, it's very, very easy to remember. Just
yes.
Hashtag MVP Hour, 2:00 Mountain Standard Time, August 4th is the next one. I won't say for sure, but you might be able to get, if you're checking the hashtag MVP Hour, you might be able to get a promo code for MVP tickets, MVP Days tickets, if there are still any available, because we are selling out quick. So I can't say for sure, but if there are still any available, you might even get a promo code.
It depends on the airing of this video. So you know what I think we should do? All of you right now need to put pressure on this lady right here, because she can create on the spot a new promo code that will be good for the next, let's say, 10 days or so.
And there won't be tickets for the next 10 days or so.
But that's okay. And we'll know anybody that actually watches our video. Because if they watch our video, that's going to be the only way for them to figure out what the code is.
Use promo code.
Okay, are you ready for this? Write this down.
It's going to be a tough one. Ready? Hashtag MVP hour.
Hashtag MVP. Like the actual MVP
hashtag
hour?
Hashtag MVP hour.
Well,
enter that promo code when you register at www.mvpdays.com.
Here it is.
Choose your city.
Here's the promo code.
Why do you keep putting it up there?
Because I need something to rest on. Okay, here, hold on. It'll be like low this time.
Hashtag MVP hour. Use that promo code when registering.
Does a hashtag actually work in there? Are you sure? Maybe just do MVP hour.
Why you gotta make it complicated?
I don't know. What's the old promo code that was out there? I'm not sure. I don't run the event sites.
Enter promo code. Hashtag MVP hour.
So that's H-A-S. Okay.
Hashtag.
The actual one's sitting right here right in front of me. I'm looking at it. I'm staring at it right now.
And if there are tickets left, they will get you in for free. So
For free.
So I wanted to go over one more. And
one more question.
One more. Azure Site Recovery. We touched on it actually a few times over the last two MVP hours, and I'd like to very much touch on this because it is something that we had to use. In an emergency, in quite the unexpected, unplanned use. And a lot of our guys from Microsoft, we called in some favors, and a lot of our guys from Microsoft were able to get on. We got a call. I'll let you tell the story, but we got a call 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it was like 10 o'clock on a Saturday or Sunday night from one of the school boards that we were working with up in northern Saskatchewan. It's Northern Light School District. They had, unfortunately, their entire town of over 7,000 people had to be evacuated due to a forest fire that was just kind of brimming on the edge of the city. It was a very serious situation.
If you weren't aware, you can look up the LaRange fires. It was quite the ordeal, the fire, and very, very close. It got into town, I believe.
It was within 1 kilometer of town. It was on the edge of the airports, and the smoke was so bad that the water bombers couldn't even fly, so they really didn't have a lot of good ways to...
Were 7,000 evacuated about?
Yep. The army had to be called in, so it was a state of emergency, so the army had to be called in. There was 1,000 members of Canada's Finest that came in. Tons of volunteer fire departments from around Western Canada. The United States even loaned Canada the largest helicopter, water bomber helicopter. I'm not really sure what it's exactly called, but the big thing that drops water. They loaned that. So it was a very serious situation. The smoke was actually going all the way down into the United States, southern states even, like through Chicago, through Illinois. I was talking to some of my colleagues from Chicago, like, well, that's where all that smoke's coming from. Like, yeah, we know about that fire.
We had a lot of fires this year in Canada, so there was a lot of smoke to be shared.
So anyways, what ended up happening was we were very concerned about the infrastructure for this particular organization because both DR and primary location were in the same center. They were geographically distributed, but in the same city.
Yeah, so prior to the fires, ironically enough, we had been talking with them about a DR plan.
Yes, and so what was the best solution for DR for them? And so we looked at a lot of things, and even before this had happened, we had looked at the Microsoft Azure Site Recovery. This technology was acquired through an acquisition that Microsoft made through a company called InMosh. And so there have been some fantastic advancements in the technology and things that Microsoft has been able to provide because of that. And the short story here, the Reader's Digest version, 10 o'clock on a weekend, called in some favors, got an Azure trial account set up. They didn't even have an Azure account set up yet, so we worked on a trial account. Just so you know, you can test Azure Site Recovery for up to 30 days, no charge. There's no charge in the Azure trial account, so it was all free. And we were able to get Azure spun up, get the networking portions configured, get the site-to-site VPN portions configured to their primary data center, And we actually replicated four of their most critical servers up to Azure that evening, and we were done by about 2 o'clock. So within about a 3 to 4 hour window,
a lot of really smart minds. MVPs that came in and helped out. So that was honestly amazing on behalf of the MVPs, on behalf of the guys from Microsoft, and just the fact that they were able to get it up and running and get that stuff done, and everybody came together in the wee hours of the morning. It was a great experience, an awful, scary experience for those who were up there.
Yes.
But it was a great experience to see how everybody came together to help out, and, you know, didn't matter the fact that it was, you know, after hours, the wee hours of the morning.
Everybody volunteered their time to help us out. So
it's one of the things that I'm very proud of, and I'm proud of the guys that came together and really helped out.
Yeah,
and that it worked beautifully and quickly and awesome.
And thank goodness nothing bad actually happened. So all of the preventative stuff that we put in was actually just preventative. There was nothing that actually really bad that had happened.
Luckily, the firefighters, everyone up there worked really hard, and they were able to save the town.
No injuries, no life loss.
So
I don't know about injuries, but there was no lives that were lost. There was minimal property damage considering how bad the situation was. So
all in all, a great outcome of what could have been a horrible thing.
Yep. And if you're interested in more information,
you've blogged on it,
yep, I believe. So www.checkyourlogs.net and the Can IT Pro blog. Also, Pierre Roman recently did a story on
Can IT Pro
blog on right the... on Azure Site Recovery, and kind of featured that scenario that we had. Excellent. So, yeah, it was great. And, you know, big thank you to everybody from Microsoft. You know, they answered their phones. My manager, Rod Creutzfeldt, he answered his phone at 10 o'clock at night, going way above and beyond, and, you know, stuck around with us to make sure that we had everything that we needed from the Microsoft perspective. So Microsoft as a corporation stepped up huge. Mm-hmm. The MVPs in Canada that helped out stepped up huge. Now, more importantly, it led us to something even bigger, which was MVPs doing more than just public speaking, blogging, stuff like that.
So I wasn't going to announce this until at MVP Days. Oh, okay. But you can do it. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things we're hoping to do, and you'll get more information at MVP Days, so you have to come to MVP Days for more information. But we're working on organizing an MVP emergency response team so that as situations happen around the world, we have an amazing network of some of the brightest minds in the world that are all, you know what, more than willing to jump in and help out when and help the time comes.
Volunteer their time,
yes,
in the case of an emergency. And I know it's not always... There's physical volunteering where you go out and you fill sandbags and stuff like that, and we do that a lot, but a lot of times you don't think of, even when we had the floods here in Calgary. The
floods in Calgary, yeah.
We had to get clients' DR plan executed instantly to get it over right before the power went out. There's a lot of times where you don't realize that who's working behind the scenes just to keep some companies up and running. Yep. That particular company wasn't able to even get in their building for over a week.
Yep.
Their power was off. There was no...
You think you've got enough
The backup generators weren't...
Think you've got enough diesel in your jennies? Well, what happens if no trucks can actually get into downtown core for a week? Those are going to run out of gas.
If you look at the Calgary 2013 floods, they were pretty disastrous, and we had a lot of work to do to keep some of those companies up and running.
Yep. Absolutely.
So yeah, so that you kind of gave away another little secret. You have a tendency to do those. I know. But that was...
I'm not very good with secrets and presents at Christmas either.
No, he's really not. So that was kind of went a little sideways, but I just wanted to go over some of
MVP the... Hour.
Yeah.
MVP Hour.
That's right. Hashtag MVP Hour. 2 p.m. August 4th is our next installment, and then it will probably be 2 weeks after that on a Monday, again, 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So be sure to log into your Twitter or Follow that hashtag anyway, and we will have lots more stories, questions, lots of fun stuff.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you guys.